Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Live in Los Angeles, Hour 3. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I just saw this, Joy Taylor. Cats can remember each other's names, according to a study. How about that? Cats often get a bad reputation for being antisocial and uninterested in everything we lowly humans have to say. A new study. That's a crazy study. How they figured that out.
Where are you reading this?
From Kyoto, Japan. A new study finds cats really are listening, know exactly who their owners are speaking to. Cats understand and remember the names of their feline pals, especially when they live together. I don't remember all my roommates, so that's amazing.
Yeah, people don't really like cats. I'm a fan of cats.
My dogs this morning, 4:50 this morning. All of a sudden, something's licking my hand. Buddy, miss me. 4:50 in the morning.
Well, dogs are more affectionate.
Oh, not even. Our dogs cry if we stay the night somewhere, Anna and I, and we come back, just a day gone, we open the door, they cry.
See, I think dogs give you the affection that you desire. Cats give you the affection you deserve.
Well, that's deep. That's a...
why I don't mind cats.
I'm not sure.
Do I deserve
I'm ready
a hug today? Awesome. No? All right. I understand. Here's your treats.
Yeah,
you keep me honest.
I've got to be honest about this. My dogs are spoiled. I don't. I remember saying once to my mom. I was teasing my mom one time, and
you used to mess with your mom a lot.
It was very funny. I said to her one time when I had my daughter Olivia. She's the oldest of my two biological kids, and I said, I'm going to work her to the bone. No days off. And I said, oh, I don't believe in spoiling. She's like, no, work for everything. My mom was so offended. She said, you spoil her every day of her life. And I'm like, wind sprints by 5 years old. Not even remotely interested. And then I end up being a softie and spoiling my kids.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you got to spoil them a little bit.
A little bit.
I am the auntie, so my entire job is to spoil.
Yeah, you don't have the responsibility of taking the kid home.
Zero responsibility.
Yeah, so you can actually...
I hold them until they start crying, and they go right back. And then I spoil them. That's it.
All right, here we go. Hour three, Steven Jackson around the corner. So a good one tonight. We got the four teams left in the NBA. None are great, all are good, all with a star. Boston, Miami, game one tonight. Arguably the two best franchises in the Eastern Conference over the last 25 years. They are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
You know, it's interesting. Certain players have a much greater reputation. Like Westbrook and Blake Griffin will go down as great NBA players, and they've won some awards. But I would say, name a single big shot either ever hit. If I said, name the shot, I can't think of one. They're just hyper-athletic guys, great highlight guys, great YouTube guys. Blake Griffin, name one big shot. And you can say, what about Chris Paul? Oh, I just showed you last week his closeout game numbers, which were like 37 points a game. So don't forget a week ago we were saying how great Chris is, and now he's a bum.
He was perfect in one of the games.
He was 14 for 14. And everybody, as I did a rant on him, you're the man, you're right, Colin. Now today's terrible.
We only remember the last thing that happened. And I get it. It's drama. It's spicy. It's trash talk. We love all that. It's great. But we also then have to settle down and look at the reality of the situation. And the reality is Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer. Is it starting to look like it might end badly? Yes. But that doesn't erase what you accomplished.
Yeah. He was 14 for 14 like 2 weeks ago in a closeout game. It was the greatest closeout game statistically, efficiency-wise, in league history. And now he's terrible. Okay, Pat Bev.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Rising oil prices and supply chain issues compounded our inflation problems. Gold provides a hedge, protects your family's wealth. Call Legacy Precious Metals today, 866-674-HERD, or visit legacypminvestments.com. Steven Jackson played for a decade and a half, eight different teams, now our Fox Sports NBA analyst. All the Smoke with Steven and Matt Barnes, a great podcast, too. You know, I was saying earlier, if you considered everything, your age, your baggage, can you defend your position, your maturity, your ability to close games? I would say if you told me I get every NBA player over the next 10 years to build around, I'd start with Giannis, I'd go to Luka, and I'd go to Tatum. And I think everybody agrees on the first two, Stephen, and they kind of bristle at Jason Tatum. And I'm like, he's the best free throw shooter for a great player in the league. He can defend like crazy on the wing. I mean, Jokic plays a position that, you know, just not as important. I don't trust Ja or Trae Young's size. They don't defend. Embiid's hurt. I think Tatum's amazing. You know, you were a wing player. Do you buy him? What do you make of Tatum's growth and who he is today?
Tatum is top five in the league right now, top five player in the league. And it shows with his play. I mean, he's been – the reason why they're playing well now, they've been through the ups and downs already. They've been through the losing to LeBron in the playoffs and all that. So – it's their time to shine. I think Boston knew the player they were getting, and he's blossoming into everything that they wanted. And it's showing. That's why they're in the Eastern Conference Finals right now.
You know, Jimmy Butler's an interesting player. He's a great athlete. I don't consider him a great shooter, but he's just so damn athletic. I just want him on my team. Is there a way to defend Jimmy Butler? What would you force him to do?
I think the way he works on his game and the way he competes and his will to win, is really nothing you can do. You just better you gotta hope he have an off night. And that's what you do with most stars. You know, you can't really stop him. You try to make it difficult, but you just gotta hope they have an off night. Jimmy's a competitor. And one thing I like about Jimmy, if his shot's not going, he does other things.
Yeah.
He plays defense, make plays for other guys. And I think that's what makes him so dangerous.
I'm going to take Boston because I think over the course of six or seven games, they're going to get more good shots. I think they make it really difficult. And I don't love, Bam, Oladipo. I don't think they're great offensive players. So I think Boston's going to get more good looks, more good shots over the next week. I'd take them. Who do you like in the series and why?
I like Boston. I just think Tatum has more help than Jimmy Butler. I'm real confident in Jimmy Butler. I'm good friends with him, and I know the type of dog he is. And I even believe in Spoelstra, but Boston is the deeper team. You got the defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart. Brown is playing unbelievable. And when Tatum and Brown get to the point where they're both getting 25, 30 points each game, they're going to be hard to beat. Horford is coming in with his veteran leadership, playing great defense. A big reason why they're moving on to the next round. So they have the complete team. Shout out to the coach as well.
So something we have seen over the last several years, Stephen, is it used to always be the coach. A lot of times, maybe he played college basketball. He wasn't an NBA great. He had a system. There was a certain kind of prototype for a coach. And now we're seeing guys like Jason Kidd get a second or third chance. Kidd had a great series against Monty Williams. And I don't know, I go back to the teams you were with and the coaches. Does it matter that the coach played? Do you think Kidd has value to players based on his great career?
Well, I wouldn't say it matters, but it does matter because – you have to play basketball somewhat, right? You have to know what a basketball play looks like. You have to know somewhat what the games look like in real time, in your own experience. I definitely think coaches can coach and be great without playing basketball. But for me, the coaches that get the most out of their players, the coaches that are able to interact and understand their players and have great relationships with their players are guys who played the game. Because a lot of the situations that they'll deal with during the course of the season or during the course of a game, that guy can tell you everything about it and can understand and relate to everything you're saying. Jay Kidd is one of the guys. He's been through every situation he could possibly be in as a player and as a coach. What better guy? And Monty Williams the same way.
Yeah, you had Ty Lue. You had Doc Rivers. So you had guys that played. Now, Doc, a lot of guys aren't into Doc. Were you a Doc fan?
Yeah, I was cool with Doc. I really appreciated Doc because for giving me another chance when people said I couldn't play. So I forever thank Doc for that. He hasn't look the best, you know, with being up in 3-1 in series and stuff like that. But for the most part, Doc gets a lot of respect for how he played the game. And I think a lot of players still have great relationships with him, even though he don't get the respect he deserves all the time.
Listen, Chris Paul's always been one of those polarizing guys. Like, he barks. A lot of guys don't like it. He was, you know, a lot of people thought he was chippy early in his career. It could be a little cheap. He's not beloved by everybody. He, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, really struggled at times. And so, you know, a week ago he went 14 for 14 and the world loved him. And this week he struggled and the world, you know, everybody's crushing him. What did you make of Patrick Beverley's criticism of him that he can't guard anybody and nobody is afraid of Chris Paul? How did that land for you?
Well, you know, this is a what have you done for me lately world, you know what I mean? And that, and they only love you more from your last game. Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer. Chris Paul's not one of those guys that's in this era of players that just want to be friends with everybody. You know, he want to win, but he want to play basketball. He's a tough-nosed guy. I think any guy that knows basketball would love to play with Chris Paul and be on his team and to go out there and go to war with him. Patrick Beverley, I mean, he's a competitor. He talks a lot, and that's what he does. But we all know, especially basketball players, Patrick Beverley's game is super limited. Always been super limited. I think he do a great job of talking guys out their games at times. But I mean, people leave Patrick Beverley open on offense, so we don't really respect too much. You know what I'm saying? We don't really respect too much what he say about Chris Paul. I don't think nobody in basketball even respected that. But I like Patrick Beverley just off his passion for the game. But what he said about Chris Paul, totally out of line. And he not the one to say nothing like that anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to the Warriors-Mavericks series, which starts tomorrow. You know, it's really interesting. I think I like Golden State, but they're a little old. Dre, Clay, Steph, there's been injuries. Poole's a really good player. But, you know, Steven, he's not great yet because he's not as consistent. He'll give you 28 and then 8. I think they're going to have to play Kuminga and put him on Luka at least a little bit in this series because of his size. What I think I like Golden State. What do you make of this series?
I like Golden State. I don't think Dallas has enough firepower to match the Warriors in scoring for 7 games. I think Steph's rolling. I think getting out of the Memphis series is a way for them to exhale and go into this round with more confidence. It's a different team, so the matchups and the game plan is going to be different. But for the most part, the way Clay's playing, the way Steph's playing, I think having these guys back, they know what the task at hand. These guys been here before. They know what it takes to get out of the Western Conference and go to the finals, and I think all these guys are focused on that. And this thing too, Herb, they might not get back here. I know they're thinking like, you know, this is the opportunity that right. We got to take advantage of because we're going to know we're going to get here again. So I'm putting my money on Dallas. I mean, I'm putting my money on the Warriors to take care of business and use that experience.
You know, it's interesting. I'm watching Luka, and as you know, Dallas could never find a great number two for Dirk. Spencer Dinwiddie's a really nice player, but eventually they're going to have to find a great two if they want to make a run on this thing. And I watched Luka's game, and he's very ball dominant. And as a former pro athlete, you know, not everybody's fun to play with. Like, you know, I mean, Durant would be fun to play with. Some guys are distributors. Some guys are just shot makers. Would Luka, I watch Luka and I think, oh my God, he's got the ball in his hands. I feel like I'd be staring at him playing. I'd be observing him. I don't know if I'd get, how many shots would I get? When you look at Luka, can he play with another dominant scorer, in your opinion?
Well, I think he can. He doesn't have that now, so we can't see it. But I got to give J. Kidd credit. J. Kidd made sure that he played off the ball last game. I think that's why he had so much success and why he had so much space on this one-on-one. He played off the ball a lot. Dinwiddie had a great offensive game. They let Brunson do his ISOs. And when with Luka in the game, Luka played off the ball. And I think J. Kidd understands that he can't be on the ball just dribbling the air out of it every play. Because the defense is going to sit in on him. Sometimes you got to let other guys get off and try to take some of the pressure off you, and then you can get off and have those one-on-one because nobody can go out Luka one-on-one, and that's what you're seeing with the Suns game.
I don't think these are great teams. They're not as good as your Spurs. I think these I said yesterday, I think health could be a factor. None of these teams could afford a major injury. I mean, you go back to the Shaq Kobe teams. Those guys couldn't stand each other. They had disharmony. You know, it was a mess. But they were so good, they just bulldozed their way through it. Same with Jordan's Bulls. Same with KD, Clay, and Steph and the Warriors. They could have problems behind the scenes. It didn't matter. They were just so good. These teams, I mean, I think these teams, who's healthiest? I think it could come down to, you know, 2-6-7 game series. Is there a team you feel best about going into tonight?
For me, total package, I feel Boston. I think Boston has everything they need right now as far as from top to bottom. I kind of worry about the Warriors in the paint with Draymond being really the only guy to be dominant in the paint and really understand the moment they're in with so many young guys. Looney's playing well. Hopefully he can step up. But for Dallas, I don't see any experience there besides Luka. J.K. can't play. You know, he can give experience, but he can't play. And Jimmy, like I said, Jimmy Butler's by himself. You know, I don't know anybody without Kyle Lowry on the court who's ready to step up for that moment. We'll see if Bam Adebayo is ready. But for the most part, Boston is put together from top to bottom years ago for this moment, and it's showing.
Yeah, no, you make a good point. They've been through this thing. People tend to forget that Michael Jordan had 5 and 6 years of getting beat by the Celtics and beat by the Pistons. And that, like, Memphis is probably going to go through that for 3 or 4 years. They're going to get close, right? First round, second round, conference finals. Steven Jackson, the podcast is All the Smoke with Steven and Matt Barnes, both great. And I love seeing you again, man. Thanks.
Always fun having you.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. I said this yesterday. I think Golden State's got the most offensive talent. Boston's got the best defensive talent. Dallas has the best score. And Miami's got the deepest bench. And maybe the best coach. I think everybody's got something. But I can see the ceiling with all of them. Like, all of them have a ceiling. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Daryl Morey has said that the plan is to keep James Harden in Philadelphia next season. Oh, but the question is, how much is that going to cost? He currently has a player option, Harden does, worth $47.4 million next season.
Oh, my God.
So if he picks up his option, Philly could extend him for up to 4 years and $223 million.
That's a tragedy. That's a, not, well, not tragedy, but that's a mistake. You cannot be on the, do you know, I saw that, Joy. If they did that, the last year of his contract, what is he making, $50 million or $60 million or something?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You cannot, that it would be the worst contract in the league for 3 years.
It would be really bad. Now, he could decline the option and then be eligible for a max contract of $270 over 5 years with the team.
Oh,
but reportedly, nobody in the NBA thinks the Sixers are going to give him a max deal.
If he opts in, you pay him for a year, and you can move him at the trade deadline.
Here's the thing with James Harden. James is obviously, at one point, was one of the most prolific scorers in the NBA, if not the most. And I mean, had a stretch there where he was essentially unguardable. Like, that step back three was, there's nothing you could do about it. He's just going to get his buckets, and that's all there was to it. He's obviously a high usage player, so that burns out in the playoffs. And now we have seen a large amount of consistency with him at the end of playoffs.
Yeah.
Fizzling out to essentially nothing. And he was of no consequence in this series for the Sixers outside of the one game four where we had a vintage performance.
Yeah.
He averaged 21 points, 7.1 rebounds, and 10.5 assists per game with a 40.2 field goal percentage in the regular season with the Sixers. In the second half of playoffs, in the regular season, there was a significant drop off with all of his statistics. He just is not a good clutch player. He cannot go deep into the playoffs and perform at the highest level. That is a known thing now. We have more than enough evidence throughout his career that that's what he is.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about a contract of this magnitude, even with the numbers that he was averaging during the regular season of 21 points, like, you can get 21 points for not $60 million.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Harden fits at this point. Like, are we going to see a different Harden? Are we going to see an engaged Harden? Are we going to see that game four performance at some level of consistency? We didn't in the playoffs. That's when it matters. That's what you're there for, to help him win a championship, especially when Joel Embiid is dealing with injuries all over his entire body, which is pretty also common for Joel Embiid, but he also had an MVP level season.
Yep.
You should be able to rely on your second best player. I don't know what they end up doing, but I'm with you. That contract would be Now, I'm not paying him, so yeah. Have at it. Make all your money. It doesn't make a difference to me. But
you said this yesterday. If you go back, and you guys can check on this. We checked for about 5 or 6 years. The one thing all championship teams have in common, they don't have an awful contract. Now, I'm not saying teams don't have a contract where Dallas has a guy now they pay about $16 million to. He doesn't play. Duncan Robinson for Miami now, a year ago.
He finally got him out there.
Yeah. So, Duncan Robinson, depending on the series, sometimes it's like we're paying him a lot and he's not playing. I do think he has value shooting threes.
Well, that's Duncan what they signed him for. He's a defensive liability, but yeah. He's a three-point specialist.
Yeah. So, everybody's got a contract they don't love. But you look at championship teams, they don't have a $40 million player that is mailing in. It's disengaged. Like, you can't, or toxic. They don't have the...
At the very least, put up points. Like, you can be a defensive liability if you're putting up points, but Harden's giving you nothing. Like, just nothing. Just a huge nothing burger.
Yeah.
Like, that is an expensive thing to have. I don't know how that's going to play out. So Antonio Brown's career has been filled with drama since he left the Steelers in 2019. He's currently a free agent, but he wants to be with the team that drafted him when he calls it quits. Yesterday he tweeted, "Just want to retire a Steeler," and followed up with another tweet saying, "Not play. Just retire." So we're clear.
All right.
He requested a trade from the Steelers in 2019. He was eventually sent to the Raiders, but never played a game with them. We all know how that ended.
Yeah.
And we know how it ended with the Bucks as well. Last season, 42 catches, 545 yards, 4 touchdowns in 7 games, and a strip tease to end his time with the Buccaneers. I do not anticipate this happening. Things did not go well at the end of his time with the Steelers.
The Steelers
are not a messy organization, and they do not owe Antonio Brown anything.
So I was thinking about this. The Harden, I'll just say this. Cam Newton shot at 32. Westbrook shot. Harden now at 32, 33 feels like shot. And by the way, Antonio Brown's like 33. And nobody wants him. There's two things when you don't age well. When I was in Frankfurt flying back, I sat next to a Miami guy that was 80 years old. He was so sharp and so funny and so witty and so quick. He was a former attorney. And I'm like, you become what you consume in life. What you eat, what you watch, what you become, what you consume. He was a very funny guy. He was 80. You had to guess 60. And he consumed. You could tell from the way his diet, the way he looked, the way he talked, the way he was well-read. And Cam consumed too much of Cam. Like, nobody loved Cam more than Cam. That's what Antonio Brown's become. He's aged poorly because he's consumed too much AB. His world is all about AB. And it's like nobody else cares who he retires as. It's not a tweet. Except
no one cares. No one cares about this, and certainly not the Steelers. The Steelers, I would be shocked if the Steelers even responded to this in any kind of way.
Why would they?
It's a
world-class organization, and he was petulant. Like, AB...
And it's not like he went to one other team and had enormous success and then had a great relationship with everyone around the league since then. No. And I would even say, in Cam's defense, at least Cam acknowledged it. At least Cam made it a very real effort.
At the end.
At the end, yes. Like, he didn't just... burrow down within the direction that he was going in. And he's never been an off the field problem guy Cam. Like,
Cam was kind of distracted and into Cam, but.
Sure, but he was never in trouble. Antonio Brown, where do we even start?
Yeah.
So, no, the Steelers are not getting involved in this, nor should they. For what? So, the Cowboys are one of the most popular and profitable sports franchises in the world, in the entire world, not just America's team, which is why I feel like we always have to have these conversations about why we talk about the Cowboys. They're the biggest brand in all of sports. And with reports that the Broncos could sell for a record $5 billion very soon, Peter King asked Jerry Jones what he thought he could get for America's team. And Jerry said, "More than $10 billion. But let me make this very clear. I'll say it definitively. I will never do it. I will never sell the Cowboys ever."
Yeah, he shouldn't. He loves it, and it's his toy, and the buses feel the same way about the Lakers. Why would you sell it? People would line up to buy the Lakers and Cowboys.
Of course. They're almost so big, the Lakers and the Cowboys, it's without question that you're not going to sell them. Like, you could never get the value, the actual value of what the Cowboys or the Lakers are.
If you own something like this, Jerry's got... I've looked at, not that I know his portfolio, but I've looked up Jerry Jones, sort of the businesses he owns. You don't need the daily or annual revenue. what you need at that age is something to keep you young.
Right.
And the Cowboys are fun. You're in the game. Jerry Jones wakes up on Sunday morning, gets on his Gulfstream, and gets to go fly, and then picked up in a Mercedes. They take him to a suite, and he gets to sit and watch a team he owns. Why would you sell? What would you do with the money? Go
right, like
hang out in Milan for the weekend? Like
you can't do that already.
Seriously, when you're this rich, you need, at the end, you need something to keep you at 80 years old interested in life.
Yeah, there's no way he's ever selling this team, nor should he. To your point, if he wants to go spend a week in Milan, he can do that.
Right, right.
It's like he like needs the cash from selling the Cowboys. And similarly with the Lakers. And it's family businesses, which is also part of the reasons why, you know, the Cowboys have won 3 playoff games in 25 years. But that's neither here nor there. They're obviously a wildly successful team and a wildly successful brand, I should say. And so are the Lakers. But I think they would, I'm with you. I think they'd get $20 billion for Dallas.
Oh, I think it's, I mean, all you have to do is sort of look at the markets and the instability is where do people worth billions invest their money? In teams. They're not.
Because you know they're going to be there. And with the influx of gambling money and with the urgency that sports creates for television, being it's the last live thing that we watch on TV.
Politics, news, and sports is it.
That's it. So it has become an absolute premium for live television advertisers. Like, there's nothing else that you can do to grab that amount of people in front of a television.
USFL now gets over 1 million people. USFL beats Dramas at Night. USFL, it's yes. An hour old.
Yes. It's,
they play in one stadium in the country in Alabama.
Gambling and the urgency that sports provides for television.
You can't duplicate
it. And you can't change it. Like, that's permanent based off of the amount of devices and things that we have. It's just what it is.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards.
Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Discover matches all the cash back you earn into your first year automatically and with no limit. So we're going to play a little buy, sell, or hold. As your financial advisor, I will tell you, we'll offer you potential outcomes. And then, Joy, I will say, buy this, sell this, or hold. It's very turbulent market right now. The stock market's up today, Joy. So as a financial advisor, I'm here to protect your wealth. Here we go.
Time to
buy, sell, or hold.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Colin will decide if he'll
buy it,
sell,
I want you to sell,
or hold.
Please hold.
The Packers will win at least 13 games for the fourth straight season.
That is a sell. They do not they do not have a number one receiver, and their receivers are old, average, and rookies. And so they also lost Nathaniel Hackett, who was their offensive, you know, guru. So I just think Minnesota's better. Their schedule's not easy in the middle of it. That's a sell.
Jimmy Garoppolo is traded by week one.
Hold.
Hold, please.
Baker Mayfield's cheaper and healthier, so I think that's a hold.
The Niners will make the playoffs.
I hate to say this, but I'm a sell on this.
Sell, sell, sell.
Now, they haven't made the playoffs back-to-back since 2012, 2013. People may not realize that. We think of them as a winning.
Right.
They haven't done that in 10 years. And the other thing is, look at the quarterbacks the Niners play this year. I'll read them to you. Matt Stafford twice, Kyler Murray twice, Russell Wilson, Mahomes, Herbert, Brady, and Carr. Nine guys that will probably make the Hall of Fame. And yes, Derek Carr will make the Hall of Fame. You need to get over that, America.
Josh Allen wins the MVP this season.
That's a buy.
Bye, bye, bye.
Only Patrick Mahomes has better odds. They added Jamison Crowder and O.J. Howard. I think this organization has really figured it out. Now, they lost Brian Daboll, but they've got some momentum in the coaching ranks offensively. I think he does everything well. I think he's such a one of one. I mean, he's like Mahomes, but 4 inches taller and probably faster. He's too good not to win a Super Bowl. Buffalo's earned. Well, they deserve a Super Bowl, and they're going to earn it this year, I think.
The Dolphins will win more games than the Patriots.
That's a buy for me.
Buy, buy, buy!
The Patriots only won one more game last year, and the Patriots had a bad draft, and the Dolphins added Sony Michel, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, the best left tackle arguably in football, Teron Armstead, Raheem Mozart. They just upgraded everywhere. So this is a team that beat New England twice last year, and they are significantly more dynamic with an offensive coach this year. So Miami comes in and buys for a wild card spot in the AFC East.
That's an interesting one. Kenny Pickett will start week one over Mitchell Trubisky.
I thought about this. I'll go hold.
Hold, please.
Because their early schedule is brutal. Week one at the Bengals, week two, Belichick, week three at Cleveland. Would you start Trubisky for the September? They may just decide to go with Kenny Pickett, but boy, that's a rough way to open up going toe-to-toe with Deshaun or a Joe Burrow and Bill Belichick, who just eats young quarterbacks alive. If I could miss the Belichick game, if I was Mike Tomlin and say, I want to pass on the Belichick game, let's start in week three, that feels truer.
The Bengals will repeat as AFC North champs.
Bye. I think they had the most stable offseason. When's the last time we said that in their right. division? Baltimore lost their star receiver. Cleveland's got a new quarterback. Pittsburgh's got a new quarterback. They just upgraded their weakness online. I thought Cincinnati had a great, great offseason. And so I like them. I usually the Super Bowl loser, I don't. But all I see is young, talented guys. I'm managing a salary cap that's flexible and manageable and an upgraded O-line. No reason they won't repeat.
Baker Mayfield is traded by week one.
Bye. Because NFL officials are meeting with Deshaun this week, and we could get some clarity on the potential suspension or outcomes for Deshaun. And I go back to this. Baker's not that expensive. At $18 million, he's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world. So I would absolutely, I don't know where the landing spot is, but we also know this. Quarterback's going to get hurt in the preseason.
Yes.
And he's cheaper than Garoppolo. And I think people now are really concerned about Jimmy G's health.
The Chiefs will reach the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think they're a sell.
Sell.
They're not as good defensively. They lost Charvarius Ward at corner and Honey Badger. And they also lost Tyreek Hill, so they're not quite as dynamic. I think they'll be very good and make the playoffs. But I picked Denver to win the division, and I still feel that.
The Broncos will win at least 10 games.
Oh, God, that's the easiest buy on the board.
Bye.
Fox bet 10.5, go over. People are forgetting. Randy Gregory, DJ Jones. And they drafted Nick Benito out of Oklahoma. Massive, massive upgrade on their defensive front in a division with great quarterbacks. So they figured it out. Better at quarterback, better at getting to their quarterback, Herbert Carr Mahomes. Hustler Turf's the brand lawn care pros have trusted for years. Us weekend Joes, residential mowers too. Go to hustlerturf.com. There's a dealer near you. There's 1,400 nationwide. Buy, sell, and hold. Speak for yourself is around the corner. All right, game one tonight. I don't know. I have to think about this. I think I like Boston. She likes Miami. It's the Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.